This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Today's topic. Dun, dun, dun.
9 to 5s and us being social media content creators.
Is it a job? A lot of people just don't understand what it's like being a content creator. And trust me, I would love to see a lot of the people that are in our comments that say it's not a job. I want to see you do it.
I'm going to tell you that right now. If you're listening to this right now and you want to be a content creator, you have to have tough skin when it comes to these negative people.
We're looking to create a generational wealth for our family.
Whoa, who do we got here?
Hold. Welcome back to another episode of Mom Said, Dad Said. Thank you again for tuning in this week again on Tuesday for another episode. We still got our host, Gabrielle Kelly, and it's your boy, Jay Kelly.
Or the Drake Dupe. Sorry.
Why do I have to be the dupe? It's not Drake dupe. It's
because
Jay
you
Kelly.
You are not the main Drake.
Nah, I don't want. I'm not trying to be Drake.
I know.
I'm Jay.
Have you seen the comments about your hair?
I'm me. No, I have not seen it. I have not taken a gander.
They're over here that. Saying you look like Champagne Poppy or whatever.
Ooh. I saw something that said Poppy Champagne.
Oh, okay.
Like they mixed it up because I'm like the off brand, I guess.
I guess, yeah. You look pretty good though.
But I'm not trying to be like Drake. I'm Jay.
Anyways, do you like your hair? Because I love it.
It's different. I like it. Something I gotta get used to. You know, I'm used to the waves and the curls. And before Gabby, y'all probably don't even know that I used to have like little twisty dreads. Mm-hmm. I used to have like the little ponytail too. So, I mean, if I grow my hair, I'm gonna be growing my hair out now. And
I don't know if I feel like the ponytail. Feel the ponytail.
No, anything. No, I'm getting braids. I'm not getting the ponytail.
No, I know. I'm just saying, if you were to do a ponytail, I don't know. You got a big old head. I'm just kidding.
I have a big head now.
Yeah, it looks bigger, but
okay.
You still look good. But you know what's crazy is that we both changed our hair.
Hey, new year, new us, right? We had New Year's resolutions for you. As y'all can see, we're knocking them off our list.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Let me get some of this good body armor, y'all. Well, if y'all haven't tried this, y'all need to get some of this orange mango, right, y'all? That's the good.
You know what's crazy, you guys? Like how we were talking about last episode, this man was complaining about my Stanley Cups. Why did this man buy a whole Stanley Cup? And he was just complaining about mine.
Look. I got the blue one, though. And I'm probably most likely going to give it away.
Yeah, he does want to give it away.
I have a Stanley Cup box, so I could just put it right back in the box and ship it to somebody. But, I mean, it's dope. But I just don't have a... Especially, like, you know what I mean? I just don't.
It's a little glossy or whatever, but...
A little glossy with a little gold stripe on it. It looked like a blizzard.
A blizzard. sometimes I like really wonder like how why are you so random? You are so random. Y'all, we've been like
that's me, baby.
Doing these little vlogs and stuff, and you know, I do most of the talking because that's just what I do. And this man's just like so freaking random.
Because I don't have, I just don't have time to sit. Like Gabby, she has time to sit there and talk on the camera and tell y'all detail for detail. I'm just gonna sit there and I'm gonna get there to the point and also say some random stuff.
He wonders why our kids are just like that. They're literally like
little spitting
weirdos,
images.
Literally weirdos. But today's topic, though, man.
Ooh, today's topic. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, no. Why are you trying to do the little effect?
Because it's dun, dun, dun. It's the topic. Because the topic's juicy. You tell
the topic. What's the topic? So the topic that we are going to discuss today, the main topic that we're going to discuss is about 9-to-5s and us being social media content creators.
Is it a job?
Is it a job? Yeah.
Like, yeah. We're doing a comparison from a 9-to-5, which, by the way,
is perfectly.
Nothing's wrong with working a 9-to-5.
Because we did it all, literally, we did it for years.
I done did, been there, done that.
Yeah.
I'm still young, but I've been there, done that. I can say that. Nothing wrong with it. But yeah, we're going to talk about the comparisons between 9-to-5s and what we do as content creators on a day-to-day basis.
I feel like the main thing that we see in the comments, like, oh my gosh.
Let me ask you, is it considered a job?
I believe it is a job, especially with not just with social media, also what we do at home with the kids. Like, I just feel like whether you're at, like I said in last episode, whether you're a stay-at-home mom or a working mom or whatever, it's just, they're all the same. Like, you know, like, it doesn't matter if you're getting paid or you're not getting paid. I just feel like raising your kids is enough. It's like a job. But that yes, it is a job. It is. Obviously, we're sitting right here and we've been doing social media, what, full time for a year now?
Almost a year because I got out in May.
For me, I've been full time social media since 2019.
Mm-hmm. And full time mom.
And yeah, full time mom as well.
Stay at home.
And now Jay has been a full time social media.
Yeah, since May of last year.
Well, almost a year.
Since May of last year. And so I got a couple more months of this year. And I'll officially be a year of doing this. And I will say, this is a job.
It definitely is. So, I just feel like what kind of like rubs me like the wrong way is like when people like say like, oh, it's easy. And there's some days
to some where, point to some point it there's some easy to it. And I can see why some people say, well, it's easy, all you're doing is creating a video, da 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 da, and I understand.
But
that
it comes to like, but when you're to it, when you're at home with the kids, like I said, like if you have kids at home and you're managing the entire household and you're a wife, and like I have a husband that does that also helps as well. But we kind of come together. Like, I do all the editing, and we also come together.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, guys, I suck at editing. And, yeah. Well, it is, let me say, not suck at editing. I just take a longer period of time than Gabby. And, hey, there's nothing wrong with that. Hey, what works for us, other people probably do the same thing. Maybe they both edit. Maybe they don't. I'm not sure. But for us, it's good. I'm good at creating, like, the content, of course, obviously, and she's good at editing. And she took classes, right, in high school?
I did. And what's crazy is I never had the passion
to do this.
It's
crazy how the little things in life that we did back then built us up to prepare us for what we're doing now, right?
It's so crazy because
we didn't have no idea that was the sign.
I never thought I would be utilizing the stuff that I learned in high school.
And I took theater class.
Yeah.
I took theater class in high school, and I wonder what...
Anything I learned in college, I did not use. That's what's the crazy part.
I didn't learn a damn thing in high school. They didn't teach me taxes. They didn't teach me credit, credit, all that. Like, I got out of high school, and I was like...
Yeah,
I went down. I had to build myself back up.
Yeah.
It's crazy, because I'm going to teach the kids the right way.
Oh, for sure. And what's even crazier is that, like I said, like all the stuff that we learned in high school, I never thought we actually don't use any of the stuff that we learned. But like,
I mean,
that,
we use some of it, but it's like
not most of
but
it.
But the Pythagorean theorem. I don't think I really need to know
I
that.
Feel like there should be more classes though for people like to kind of prepare them for the real world. What's crazy is that there's actually schools out there and high schools that actually have classes to prepare you for all that stuff. It just depends where you live. I see in Texas all the like classes they have, some like even beauty school, like, you know, beauty class. What's those classes that they had? I've heard that people had like beauty class or whatever.
I know they had cooking classes, the preparing you for having a baby. I'm not sure what that child development.
We never really went through that. Well, the high schools I went through, I didn't.
Y'all didn't have those where you had little babies walking around?
Well, I went to a high school on post. So I went to a high school on post.
I never did that. Sometimes they give you the pregnancy belly, but
I wasn't like everyone else though. I was a army brat. I was on post at a high school, and
she went to school on post, guys.
Okay, but the school that they have now,
she's built different.
The school they have now though is huge. I was like, dang,
it would
crazy.
Happen as soon as you graduate though.
Yeah,
but yeah, man, back to what we were saying, it all leads up to like a lot of people just don't understand what it's like being a content creator. And trust me, I would love to see a lot of the people that are in our comments that say it's not a job. I want to see you do it. Mm-hmm. And that would be my only reply to you, because I don't acknowledge you guys. Only my wife does.
If it's like the hate comments.
So, and my hat's off to you if you can do it. Hey, if you do it, you do it.
I just feel like the people that say it's not a job and they have no experience in it, it's like, well, how about you try it? And I guarantee if you could do it and it was paying so well for you and it was doing so well for you and it was taking off and you were getting paid way more
than what you're doing
right
you're
now.
You're gonna stick to it. You're gonna stay consistent. You're gonna want to do it. And I don't care what. There's no way you're gonna sit here and tell me you're not. There's no way you're not.
There's no way. There's no way.
I done been there. I done worked a plumbing job. I done picked out doo-doo from septic tanks. I done did it all. Like, I worked 12-hour shit, like, longer shifts even that. Mm-hmm. Like, I done did it.
Over
I had
wearing,
multiple jobs.
I was
jobs.
Over here working doubles, exactly. Like, cleaning freaking toilets, cleaning dining rooms, serving people. So, and just for, like, a little $300 check at the end of the 2 weeks. Like, you know, I busted my butt. And the thing is like, of course, like... Of course, anybody would love to be in a position where they get paid 10 times more than what they get paid in the 9-to-5. Which 9-to-5s, there's jobs out there that people are doctors, lawyers.
The moral of the story is to do something that you love.
Yes, exactly.
We personally, we thought in our mindset, man, I don't want to work for nobody. I want to work for myself. I want to create my own schedule. Exactly. I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to travel. We manifested all that. We thought of everything that we wanted to do, and we did it. It's crazy because it's a blessing. And when we see the negative comments, it's just like, you don't get it.
Like, the thing is, if you don't have, if you... literally are talking down on someone else's success and like and what other people's doing, like, I don't understand how someone can just be so, you know, like, I don't know, like negative and just comment on their life and what they're doing and stuff. And it's like,
honestly,
I could never just sit here and just
stop
be negative
and,
to
yeah.
somebody and
I can't
say
stop
like
what
oh
I'm doing.
Why are you oh you bought a yeah. house oh you bought a car mm. hmm must be nice just to make videos all day, like, what,
why,
like,
not, man, I want to do that one day. And guess what? You're going to see us in the comments replying back to that, saying, hey, I believe you. Mm-hmm. I believe you can do it. We're not those people that are going to say, that person says, I want to be a content creator. Good luck. No.
Right.
We're like, okay, all right, let's do it. We'll show you how to do it.
And
let's
we'll tell it. You our, like, we'll literally, like, give you tips and tell you how we started and I think that's one thing, like, a lot of people come to me too and they say, okay, you know, I want to be a content creator, They ask me for tips. I give them the tips of what I've done and what I'm doing, and you go from there. But the main thing is consistency. But besides the point is, it's when people talk down on other people's success, it's an ugly trait.
You're only building negativity on yourself.
Exactly.
Because you're just downing yourself at the end of the day.
You got to be really, really tough. I'm going to tell you that right now. If you're listening to this right now and you want to be a content creator, you have to have tough skin when it comes to these negative people online. They are your biggest bullies. And I'm going to tell you right now, yes, my husband's completely right. Don't read the comments. But I'm human. I'm going to read the comments. Yeah.
I always tell her, and hey, she'll do what she's going to do at the end of the day. But I always say, hey, I'm not reading them comments. Sorry. So if you guys see that I don't reply as much, I mean, I get it here and there. I'll dish out a couple comments. But the way I am, I used to be where I used to care about what everybody thought about me. Like, I used to be that guy. Like, oh, do they like me? Does this person, do they hate me? Do they think
that's
something's
so crazy?
Wrong with me?
I used to be the same freaking way.
And I grew out of it. I'm like, why? I don't need your validation. I don't need you to tell me that, yeah, this is what. No, I don't need that. So I started doing myself. For real. Like the whole comments of, he's suspect.
Oh yeah, you do get that a lot. It's so crazy.
Do you love me?
I do love you, absolutely.
Do you think what I do is suspect?
No, I think you're
just
having fun.
Am I confident in my sexuality?
Absolutely. 100%.
So I don't care what anybody says on the internet.
Yes,
about
mad. Because you know what? The main thing is, who's going to tell her? Sis, who's gonna
tell
you?
Tell me what,
man.
Sitting here happy with my family, enjoying, having a good time, creating content for lovely supporters.
Entertainment. It's all entertainment.
To be entertained.
And obviously, it brings people to view the videos. If you guys are just gonna,
why knock me? Why knock me? Why knock the hustle? Why we gotta knock the hustle? I don't understand. Why can't we all love each other? I don't get it.
I really think in society now, it's just always, it's just like, what happened to people just like hyping each other up, supporting each other, just being positive?
That's why,
like,
I thought
just
the whole thing with your brother, Jaden, growing up in Clarksville, mm-hmm. and I grew up here too as well, and you know, I was kind of known around football, you know, hey, Jay Kelly this, Jay Kelly that with the football. And I'm not just hyping myself up. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
he was something with football.
But what I'm saying is, I didn't get hate in my own city. And the fact that her brother, he got so much hate, I didn't understand it.
Because he was a quarterback.
I didn't understand.
Since freshman year of high school. And you would think that a lot of people would support you. And mind you, he does have some good friends now. But a lot of people just had so much beef with him. And I think it's just this generation has changed so much. Mind you, when I was in high school, I've had a little beef here and there. But obviously, I'm a girl. Come on, girls always have freaking drama. Mm-hmm. So, of course, we all like learned as we grew up, as what he was saying, that I wanted everyone to like me. That's exactly how I was too. Sometimes it tries to sneak back up where I'm still like that, where I'm just like, I don't want no bad blood with nobody. But I started choosing myself. I started focusing on my family, started focusing on myself, like I said, and the fake people fell off. And I'm so thankful for that, because ever since I cut the people off that I was friends with for years, why did my life started to flourish? My life like literally started to flourish.
Like a butterfly.
Like literally opportunity after opportunity just came. And yeah, I had internet bullies too from those people that I was friends with. But guess what? I kept going and going and going. And I'm sure they're watching this right now. And you know what? All I could tell you is I wish you nothing but the best. And it's crazy because I think about those people all the time. And I wonder, I'm like, dang, like that happened. And I forgive them. But am I ever going to speak to them again? No. But I wish them the best. And I think it's just because when you're in a life, like when you're in, like, can you explain it? When you're at,
girl, you just happy.
When you're at this place in life, like when you're at this place where you're just at peace and you're happy and you're content and no, you couldn't like
nobody can knock you down.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's just point blank. Nobody's gonna be able to knock us down.
Exactly.
We're building our empire. We chose to not go the traditional route, you know, work the 9 to 5. And I'm gonna say it again. There's nothing wrong with working a 9 to 5. Okay, I just gotta make sure I keep saying that because I don't.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
Because trust me,
we chose to not go that traditional route and work for ourselves. And
that was our goal. And I feel like I'm telling you, you have to have that motivation. And mm-hmm. and the one that pushes me is my husband, and the one that pushes my husband is me. I feel like we both equally like mm-hmm. balance each other out. And when he wants those goals, I'm like, go for it, babe. Like, go do it. Yeah. You want a new truck, or you want to start a business? You want to do that? Go for it.
So like the whole truck thing, you guys don't understand how long I have always wanted a truck. And the fact
that there was so many hate comments about it,
the fact that everybody on YouTube is just,
and even TikTok too, there were some people.
And here's what boggles my mind, right, is that you're saying that I don't know nothing about the truck, da 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 da, this and that and the third. Okay, maybe I don't. Who cares though? Maybe the truck before I bought it the sound was doo-doo. You couldn't hear nothing when you started up. So now that I hear a sound and it sounds good,
because you added pipes in your truck, and you know what was crazy?
It sounds way better than when I bought it.
There was so many people like saying like, oh, you can tell he never put work to his truck. Oh, he just took it to the shop. Oh, it sounds
No, I don't do the tradition like
it sounds stocked. That's what they were saying. It sounds stocked. But at the end of the day, I think there was this one guy I replied, and I was like, he was like talking down. He was like, you know, why would you? Something about the trucks, Chevy Silverados are just like this and that, just being a hater. And I'm just like, look, at the end of the day, he's like, oh, why did he get so excited? Like,
right.
Why do people just so ugly?
And you guys can have your own opinion. You can say what you want. Hey. Say what you
My
want.
My husband's just happy but and blessed.
But the thing
blessed.
Is, I'm letting you guys know that you guys can say you have the freedom to do whatever you want on our posts. Say whatever. Hey, it ain't gonna hurt my feelings.
It really doesn't, cause this man's snoring at night. He do not give a fuck. Just not give a fuck.
And I'm not saying that cause I'm just like, oh, he's a cocky motherfucker. Oh, he, man, you think he's a shit? No, it's not that. I don't think that.
He's just thankful.
I'm thankful for the stuff that I have. Y'all don't understand where we came from. Y'all don't understand. You guys don't understand yet.
A lot of people don't know,
you know, the struggles we went through. We'll get to that on another podcast. But and it's probably gonna shake a lot of people's like way of thinking about us too. Like,
I think it's because a lot of people, you know, they assume that a lot of like social media influencers just had it made. No. Their parents are rich and you know, the typical like,
yes, me and Gabby, we came from military families, yes, but we are not the ones to mooch off of our we want to grind on our own.
And like we said before in last podcast, just because you're in the military don't mean you made like a living off of that. Like mm-hmm. you know, like you had a house, yeah, of course you had the house, military housing, and you had groceries in your freaking fridge, but there's still families in the military that struggle from check to check just to even feed their kids in the military.
I'm but telling there's you this. So many programs though that help you
while
you're in it.
Yeah,
I encourage those soldiers to reach out to your NCOs.
That's only positive. They do help. Like when it comes to if you're struggling, they do have programs where they give you free food mm-hmm. and stuff. And sometimes we did that. There was times
I will gladly tell you that we was on food stamps at mm-hmm. one point. We was on WIC. We was on WIC my whole military career pretty
exactly.
much.
Exactly.
There's nothing wrong with
Remember
that.
Remember Christmas gifts?
And
too?
I loved it.
Christmas gifts?
Christmas gifts. We came on every Christmas.
We went to the workshops.
There was a Santa workshop. I mean, I was in that mode.
Because we couldn't afford Christmas gifts for our kids. And it's so crazy is that, like I said, that's why we're so thankful to be here. And it boggles our mind when people think that this is not, oh, we just sit around, do nothing. No, we are constantly working from the moment we wake up until this job is never ending. It's not a job. Like, yeah, you can have a little break, but mm-hmm. this is a 24/7 job. Even when you're on vacation, we still gotta work. And if we don't work, not everybody does it, cool. But I just feel like social media, you gotta constantly, it's a consistency thing. Yeah.
You choose your own hours, you know.
But
if you really wanna grind and get where you wanna get in life, you're gonna have to put in those hours, you're gonna have to put in the time, you know what I'm saying, and get at it. It ain't easy. It's not. Like, we started in 2018 YouTube, and it took us a long time to
get
1,000 subscribers. And that's fine.
And we were happy for those 1,000.
We made a whole video about it.
We made a whole video about, like, oh my gosh, we hit 1,000 subscribers. Like, we was so happy. And we are happy for any milestone that we hit. It's just, like I said, you got to bust your butt. And everyone... like I said, every social media influencer, they do things differently. Just the way what me and my husband knows what works for us is that we just grind our butts off every freaking day, because the opportunities are going to come, and we want to be to the point where we just relaxing in our 40s. Our kids are successful in life, and, you know, they pursue their dreams.
We're looking to create a generational wealth for our family. The Kelly family look like... as I was growing up, I always thought, you know, man, the Kelly, my last name, I want to represent my last name in some type of way. Growing up, I tell Gabby this all the time, I feel like I've been manifesting since I was little, and I didn't even know what manifestation was back then. But I felt like I knew I was going to live, something was going to happen to me where I was going to be very successful. I had a dream of it. I didn't know. I wanted to play in the NFL. Every kid wants to play in the NFL. But I had those dreams. I had those aspirations. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully I said that word right. But yeah, like, I forgot what I was going to say.
You just had those dreams and you had those aspirations to get where you want.
Oh, yeah. Manifestation. I really had a brain fart.
So crazy. I tell him, I'm like, you got all that noggin.
I'll be forgetting mid-sentence, with that damn big ass head,
and you still forget.
But yeah, I had dreams. I had dreams of being doing what I'm doing today as a kid. And it's crazy because even in high school, and some of my people from high school, if you're watching, if you're listening, hey, y'all know how goofy I was, so...
always a goofball, but he was still, like, on top of his work. He was not, like...
I did my work. I was a very good student. Very studious.
And you know what's crazy is, like, I'm over here talking as if, like, I was there, because I wasn't. But I hear this from so many people that like, literally went to school with him. They all tell me, like, he was so goofy, but he was so, like, he was a good student. And it's just so crazy because I'm like, dang, you would think, like, he was bad as fuck. But no.
That's why when the kids, like, and I'm like, man, y'all got to do it the smart way, baby. I gotta get good with your teachers, man. I mean, I know they're young. They're gonna learn. Get good with your teachers, man.
You was hitting on them, huh?
No, I wasn't doing that. I was just buttering them up. Like, hey, you want me to sweep your classroom and give me 5 extra points so I can get this A so I ain't gotta take your exam?
I would never butter up my teachers.
She bought coffee for her teachers so she can get a good grade.
Shut up. What if they're watching this?
Oh, well, the cat's out the bag then. She done told me. I can't believe y'all did that. Look with her big head.
Oh, you know, I would definitely, like, freaking bring coffee every morning, especially because I was struggling in math, man. Shout out, bro, to my teacher. I'll bring him coffee every morning.
If it wasn't for Sierra Carter.
And she even helped you try to pass the damn test to the army.
Guys, when I tell you that I struggle with taking tests, and I just struggle with taking tests. Like, I feel like I just, everything that I learn just dumps out of my brain right during test time. So yes, it took me like a whole bunch of times to get in the military because I'm just very bad at taking
more
tests.
More of like common sense. Like testing, he gets like scared. And it's so funny because I'm the same way. It's like kind of like puts you in the spot where you're just like, dang, like I know this, but you feel like you don't know. Like you're just blank and you and just feel like you
that's
forgot.
When the second guessing comes, where you pick the right answer and then you're like, oh, overthinking, let me change my answer. But the first answer was the right answer.
Man.
That was me to the fullest.
I feel like that was like how anxiety started.
Honestly.
Anxiety definitely started.
We built so
early.
Much anxiety in high school, depression, all that stuff. No, but nobody taught us how to battle those things. Right.
Nobody taught us. Nobody was medicated around the time. I mean, I don't know about other people, but I know I wasn't diagnosed with anxiety in high school or anything. It's just kind of like I know I probably did have. I knew I had that because I would blank out every time, and I would know. I would
used to have to take Ritalin.
We know.
No, they don't.
Oh, they don't know. But yeah,
I used to say I couldn't. I always was moving around. Probably moving around now.
It's so crazy though. I don't really like believe in medication. Like with my kids, like I know I know Nevaeh has ADHD, and we know that. But we just try to decide to go the other route where we just don't want to.
Well, I mean, it worked for me, so I
don't know. I don't know.
I don't know. We'll see. Well, guys, hey. I want to say we're going to go ahead and wrap up today's episode. Hope you guys enjoyed another episode of Mom Said, Dad Said. Again, we're going to be here every Tuesday, so make sure you grab the popcorn, lock in, grab the blanket, of course, so you can relax. And stay tuned for next Tuesday on Mom Said, Dad Said.
Bye, guys.